USA News, I'm Dave Collins. U.S. auto workers are striking at all three of Detroit's major car companies. The United Auto Workers strike will halt production of the Ford Bronco, Jeep Wrangler, Chevy Colorado, and other models. Union President Sean Fain said it's the first time in their history that they're striking GM, Ford, and Stellantis at the same time. Former President Trump is denying accusations he asked a Mar-a-Lago staffer to delete security footage sought by federal investigators in his classified document case. In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Trump called the charge false and noted that no tapes were ever deleted.
When they asked for the tapes, I said, sure, they're my tapes. I could have fought them. I didn't even have to give them. Just so you understand, though, we didn't delete anything. Nothing was deleted.
He said he would be willing to testify to that under oath. Trump is facing 40 criminal counts related to obstruction of justice and alleged efforts to keep classified material after leaving the White House. Officials of the American Lung Association are questioning the Hawaii Department of Health's message about the air quality in Lahaina. There are concerns that the DOH isn't doing enough to warn people about the dangers of breathing in toxic air. There are ongoing fears of carcinogens like asbestos remaining in the air and ground in Lahaina. The 2023 Florid Python Challenge Award Ceremony was held today, and this year's ultimate grand prize winner, Paul Hobbs.
And now he's been here several times doing the Python Challenge and hunting pythons, and he's brought his son into it now. So we got three generations of python hunters here. And his dad, Tom, was an award winner in 2021.
Hobbs takes home 10 grand and attended the first Python Challenge 10 years ago with his father. The Python Challenge targets Burmese pythons that are an invasive species devastating the Florida Everglades. This is USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantreuse, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today, available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Russia is expelling two American diplomats, accusing them of working with a Russian citizen charged with collaborating with a foreign state. Russia's foreign ministry said on Thursday it summoned U.S. Ambassador Lynn Tracy and told her that Jeffrey Sillin and David Bernstein must leave the country within 7 days. When planning a trip, two things matter: cost and duration. Bree Tennis has the details.
A new study by GoCity.com says Americans want to get out and travel, but we want to do it on the cheap. The average person spends $2,743 on a vacay budget, which means 58% will have to downsize a trip. While there's no set number of days to a vacation, a study by a university in Finland says 8 days is the sweet spot.
Members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus will be in New York City to tour facilities being used to house asylum seekers.
New York Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Adriano Espaillat among those taking tours of places asylum seekers are being sheltered, and they're speaking with officials about how the city is handling new migrant arrivals. Meanwhile, sources tell NBC4 that they believe the Biden administration might have offered New York City more migrant relief money, but did not because of concerns with the city's right-to-shelter policy leading to more migrants crossing the border. The White House denies that.
That's the very latest from New York City, Scott Pringle reporting. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Linda, let's run vitals and measurements on Chairman Meow. And then
springtime is itchy skin time at Violet's Pet Clinic.
Oh, no. He seems to be very uncomfortable.
She needs more allergy vets to scratch appointments off her list.
Okay, let me see if I can find someone to get some steroid cream for him.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.